Hello and welcome to a new edition of the Hero Process Podcast. My name is Adam Tallamy. I'll be your host today. I am a life purpose coach and teacher based in London in the UK. And in this pod, I share tips, practical tools and hard-earned wisdom about life purpose. Life purpose I gained over the last 14 years of living, coaching and teaching it. And today I wanted to talk about why this podcast is called the Hero Process. Why isn't it called the Life Purpose Process? Which it could, to be fair, equally well be. The reason behind the name the Hero Process is because the approach that I have taken and that's worked for me, I guess, with myself and with my coaching clients and students, is that actually to really find and then live and ultimately fulfill your life purpose, you have to become the hero of your own life. Which sounds like a massive deal, and I guess it is. It's the ultimate journey that you can take. And really what it means is you have to face the parts of you that don't feel good enough, the parts of you that are afraid, the parts of you that would rather stay in your bedroom and not go out, which I can definitely own. That has been a big part of my journey. I've kind of alternated between being really out there and running businesses and being kind of seen and hiding away like a little mouse. And in fact, one of my previous coaches we used to joke that I was the mouse and that he was the bulldog. He used to have the opposite thing. He would also fear-based, by the way, so both are possible. He would go out there and actively, you know, try to make things happen, make a big noise, but it was fear-based and actually was also designed to fail, but he could feel better about it. Mine was fear-based in that I would just hide away and not want to do anything, not want to say anything, not want to be seen, leave me alone. You know, and that effect has affected so much of my life. And in fact, doing the podcast and videos and getting out there has been a big part of my own personal journey. So clearly, you know, to reach lots of people, you need to be visible, to be seen and to be heard. And I had to do the inner work to clear those fears and doubts and insecurities to get out there. And actually, I think I may have shared this before, the first iteration of my own life purpose was the following. So to stand tall and proud in my own light and to spread light and love around the world. That was the first iteration of my life purpose, which might appear a little bit flowery, not kind of quite save the world, galactic superhero stuff. But for me, I straight away had an understanding. So by the way, that just dropped in one day. I'd been working to find my life purpose. And then lo and behold, I was in a workshop, which was not specific to life purpose by any means, more about meditation. And it just dropped in. Those kind of one or two sentences fully formed, which is how a lot of my clients experience it when life purpose does finally come. And immediately I kind of knew what that meant for me. I had had a fear of public speaking. I'd done it a little bit, but really had had a lot of fear come up, a lot of resistance, and I shied away from it wherever I possibly could. So to actually go out and face that was a huge thing. And I, for anyone who's familiar with Toastmasters, the public speaking organization, I started going to Toastmasters for about 18 months and pushed myself through the pain barrier of having to do small speeches and standing up in front of crowds. And actually there, you often will be judged and given a score and points and people will give you feedback, which is what you want, but certainly brings up the fear. And so in combination with that practical step, I had to do the inner work to clear my fears before I went there each time. Clear my fears when I was sitting there waiting to speak. When I actually got up, I would do the work to clear how I felt actually standing there. And then the aftermath, kind of sometimes I'd be a bit shaky leaving there. So That's just one example of how I had to step up, and that's why I guess I would call it the hero process, because you have to change, you have to become the person who's capable of fulfilling your life purpose. And I kind of look at it, the bigger picture really is the universe wants you to grow, to change, and to become happier and more confident. Okay, that for me is the bigger purpose. And what it does that to get you there is it dangles a carrot of something in front of you that would be really exciting to you, that you would love to do. And that for me was life purpose. And if it didn't dangle that carrot, would I have pushed myself to go up on stage and to overcome and face those fears? I really don't think I would. So, you know, if you multiply that by several dozen or probably 100 different things that I had to work through to really start to live my life purpose, and then you get an idea of why I call it the hero process. So I hope that's been useful to you. Any questions, please leave them in the comments, and look forward to speaking to you again. Bye for now.